Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, folks, and that's modern Christmas music, I guess you could say. I like it. It doesn't exactly get me in the mood, I guess, but I do. I like the music, and a lot of people do. I hope you do. It's our attempt. We're giving it our best shot here, folks. Merry Christmas. It's Christmas Eve, as you know, and this is our Christmas show because Christmas is on Saturday, and if it were on Friday, we'd be doing our Christmas show on Christmas Day, but it's not. So we're here, and I'm excited about having our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. And this is going to be the only business to any degree. We did one segment in the last hour with Andrew Sherman on a little bit of business, just one segment. Barbara and I are going to talk a little bit of tax planning right now. Barbara's our good friend and an original member of our Brain Trust. She's written so many books for small businesses, especially in the area of taxes. I have to make two stacks so I can see over them here in the studio. Barbara Weltman, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks so much, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Barbara, and Happy Hanukkah to you. It's always a great pleasure to have you here. You know how much we love you and how much we value the work that you do and the support that you've given us over the years. I want to point out, folks, that the J.K. Lasser's Your Income Tax 2011, an incredible volume just now out. Also, J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes for 2011, both of these obviously authored by Barbara Weltman. Barbara, let's go ahead and do at least one segment on tax planning. There's still time to do some things, aren't there?
Well, certainly, you know, if you're on the cash basis for your accounting, you probably want to pay up all of your outstanding bills if you can, so you can deduct those expenses this year.
Right.
One thing that self-employed people might want to think about doing now is to prepay some or all of their 2011 health insurance premiums. And the reason why that would be a good idea, rather than paying it monthly or quarterly, would be that for regular income tax purposes, there's not much of a difference. You get to, take the deduction this year rather than next year. But for self-employment tax purposes, you get to reduce your net earnings for self-employment by the amount of the premiums. So you're effectively saving over 15% of the cost
of
the premiums. Yeah, that's a big deal.
But that's bigger. It's better. It's more valuable this year than next year?
It's a one-year rule. You can only reduce the net earnings from self-employment in 2010.
Ah, so it goes away. That's what you're saying.
So it goes away. So you definitely, this is a break that you use it or lose it.
That's a very and of course, two things have to come into play here. Number one, you have to have the cash.
Sure.
If you have to be able to do it and not hurt your cash flow, 15%, 15% savings is a big savings. But if you don't have the cash, don't put yourself into a bind because you got to make payroll. You got to make sure that, right? And so if you're not profitable, if for some reason this year you're not profitable, is it still as big a deal?
No, because you're not going to pay self-employment tax if you're lost.
The reason I bring that up, Barbara, is because, as you know, we're sort of climbing our way out of this hole that we were put into in a couple of years ago. And some people may be projecting that, 2011 may be a better year. So all of your advice is excellent, assuming that you're profitable in 2010. If you're not and you think you're going to be more likely to be profitable in 2011, then what would be your advice?
Well, you don't have a choice. You're going to have to wait till 2011. The point about any tax advice, Jim, you bring up a really good point. When people give general tax advice, they're giving the general rule that will probably help a lot of people.
Right, right.
But each person should talk to a tax advisor and discuss his or her particular situation, because there may be something unique for your situation.
Right.
Just let me give you another example. It's common tax year-end strategy to tell people to accelerate deductions and defer income. You push the tax on the income to a future mm-hmm. year. But for people who are subject to the alternative minimum tax,
right.
you probably want to do the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
You want to accelerate income because it's going to be taxed at a low rate.
Right.
Versus a higher income tax.
What are some things that we? What are some other things we can do? What about for retirement? You still have time to install a 401k right before the end of the year.
Yes, you do.
To get it established.
And installing just means signing the paperwork. It doesn't mean putting any money in.
Right. And if you sign paperwork on a 401k and never ever fund it, nothing's wrong, right?
No.
Yeah. So if you think you might be using a 401k after this year. Or 2010, and begin that. Just go ahead and do the paperwork. You can check with a bank, right? You can check with a financial institution.
Mutual fund.
Fidelity.com can probably fix one up for you. You can still do that. And what else? What else can we do before the end of the year?
Well, think about paying bonuses to your staff.
Yeah.
Year-end bonuses.
If you're going to do it, pay it in this year.
It might be a good time to do it. And also just a non-tax point, which I think is so important for people who have corporations, please hold your annual meeting.
Right.
It's vital.
At least record your meeting and hold it and record it. I mean, your meeting could last 5 minutes, but you need to have one, right?
And it could be solely with you.
Yeah.
You could be the only. And the reason why this is important is if you run into trouble with creditors, and you want to have that personal liability protection that
right.
the corporation offers, you got to make sure that you've respected the corporation.
Right.
And one of the first things they do is ask to see your minutes and to see whether you've held your annual meeting.
BarbaraWeltman.com, right, Barbara?
That is correct.
And they can find, like, J.K. Lester, Small Business Taxes 2011, and all the other things Barbara has done. Wherever books are sold, Barbara is an attorney, folks, and she's one of the great lawyers in our brain trust. She and I will be right back. It's 10 till. Merry Christmas.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.